Ready?
One, two, three, four.
Sun's up, it's a beautiful day. How wonderful it is to be alive. Everything is going my way. New day is coming my way. All because Jesus came to stay. He showed me a better way. Ever since I met you, my life has been so brand new. Every day's a brand new story.
So done, but you guys look the same to me.
Yeah.
You still got nice hair, and you still got nice hair, and I
still act the same.
Okay, well.
Still act the same.
You ready?
Well, yeah, yeah.
State. You're going jet tonight, but D20, you got lots of stuff
oxygen tank and stuff. Forget, you know, you get old, things happen. We want to talk a little bit. Sun's Up had many changes throughout the years. BJ and Donna, but there were so many other many wonderful people that sang with us, like Fred Pollard and Tony Krantz. And, oh, my goodness, I can't name
Tony,
them all.
Wait, that's Tony Krantz right there. Yeah. Yeah. Woo.
We would like to take a chance. Yes, Mr. Alligood.
He was the uninvited member of Sun's Up. You know.
But we would like to take an opportunity to thank everyone. Whoever came out to hear us, who let us stay in your homes, whoever fed us, we surely appreciate it. Thank you very much. But one of the very first Sun's Up members was Becky Clark originally. She's since married, but we'd like to ask her to come up and sing one of the old, old Sun's Up songs. Not that she's an old Sun's Up song. It sounded good up here, but when it came out there, it was.
Yeah, right here it was good.
It was good here.
Yeah, it was good.
And I'm the one who can't remember words. So.
Thank you.
Jesus loves the little children, all the children of the world, red and yellow, black and white, they are precious in His sight. Jesus loves the little children of the world. Jesus loves the little children, all the children of the world, red and yellow, black and white, they are precious in His sight. Jesus loves the little children of the world.
He loves all kinds of kids. He loves them all. He loves all kinds of kids. He loves them all.
Fat kids, skinny kids, kids who climb on rocks, tough kids, sissy kids, kids with chicken pox. Fat
kids, he loves all kinds of kids,
kids who climb on rocks,
red,
tough,
black and white, they are precious
in His
sight.
A child at conception, a new beginning starts, a tiny beating heart, the love and hope of two now blossom into one. Tiny hands forming to such a grand display, stronger every day, the breath of life that all men cherish has now begun. But there's a tear in this little one's eye, for very soon make a difference. child moves, a mother's sweet sensation, and nothing can describe the joy that lives inside this precious life sustained and given from God above. But before the child draws his first breath, he is tried and sentenced to death. Save the child, save the child,
save the child.
If you really care, you'll do what you can do. Save the child, please.
This is the part of the program where I usually would have talked. But at the IHOP the internet, I found out that I used to talk too much. Apparently that offended some people. These two. Purposely showing restraint right now. Greg, Denise, how you doing? Can't you snuck in, didn't you? You still got hair. I hate you.
Jesus, please believe me, I sure don't want to sin. keep her head above the water. It makes me want to scream and holler. Well, I want to do what I should do, but I end up doing what I don't want to do. Lord, you know I want to please you, but sometimes my will just won't. You gotta help me do what I should do, cause I'll end up doing what I don't want to do. I got shaped up, I got straightened up, I started doing what I don't. What I don't want to do. Lord, you know I want to please you. But sometimes I will just walk. You gotta help me do what I should do. Cause I've ended up doing what I don't want to do. I got shape up, I got straightened up. I start doing what I don't. I got shape up, I got straightened up. I start doing what I don't.
You up. I can see that you know what I'm talking about, all right? The sun is winking, saying, hey, it's time to rise. Open up your eyes, it's a brand new day. Time to wake up, I got things to do. Help me, Lord, to live this day for you. The morning paper tells me this world's in a bind, cause they're not giving time to the one who gives them life. Responsibility lies with me. The light of Christ is what they need to see. Help me remember everything you do.
Everything you do.
Remind me that you haven't failed me yet. I need to be reminded to surrender all to you.
All to you.
Remind me not to forget. The midday sun is shining down both near and far. People working hard just to get their pay. Satisfaction is hard to find. They'll be the first to tell you life's unkind. As I pity them, Satan makes his plan, attacks me where I stand, and I'm humbled to my knees. I cry out to God, why have you fled? So easily forgetting what you said. Help me remember everything you do.
Everything you do.
Remind me that you haven't failed me. So lovingly, God has given us his son. Isn't it enough he cried? Isn't it enough he died? Isn't it enough he rose again to give us? morning sun is setting in the western sky. This day starts to die, and the daylight turns to night. Nature's winding down, it's time to rest. I pray I haven't failed to pass the test. If tomorrow comes, Lord, help me understand. I'm safely in your hand, and no matter what may come, I'm your child, and you will lead. The victory has been won, and we are free. Help me remember.
They said I could talk on this one spot, and I'm going to talk. We're way ahead of schedule right now. I'm not. I'm just kidding. I don't know what I was thinking. Nothing to say, Gary. You are the man. Robbie and Don and I were the other night just practicing, and we were just thinking that by ourselves, we are really just nothing. None of us have special voices, but what God did with three people, and this is not a let's talk about sons up thing. I'm getting to a point. I look out in this crowd, and I can't keep from it's all I can do not to cry, because there are people here that if you weren't in my life, I don't know where I'd be. I don't know. We talked about that. We thought that each one of you, and if I start naming names, then somebody's going to get mad, okay? But you got to know, if you know me, I know you, and if you know them, we know you, and we thank you for how you raised us. But there is one particular event that I have to, and Professor Beth, I don't know if you've ever heard this. So I hope that there's someone that can jump in front of her in case she comes after me. But I was probably a sophomore or a junior the first time around. And see, that wasn't meant to be funny. Thank you for laughing, though. I appreciate it. But you were on a sabbatical. And you had come back to chapel, and wouldn't you know, you'd get the day in chapel when I was speaking. Well, we know what kind of person I was when I was chapel. I wasn't so much about the ministry as the laughs, because I thought that was my gift. But somehow, and I can't remember all the details, but you cornered me in her own Professor Beth way. How many know what I'm talking about? Say amen. Yeah, that's all I'm saying. So it's just not me got an axe to grind right now, okay? Is it now? You said, and I want you to know at the time it irritated me, but the rest of the story will tell you how it worked out. You said to me, Jay, you are a funny guy with serious moments. You need to be a serious guy with funny moments. And I walked away saying, she don't know what she's talking about. So, and you said that, and I didn't like it. And I went straight to Ronnie Woolard's office. I was going to tell on you. Oh, I want you to know. I figured you tell anybody, tell Ronnie Woolard. Is Ronnie Woolard here, by the way?
Yeah.
See? Yeah, I'm going to tell it. I'm going to tell it. And I went in there dejected, feeling really bad. And I just said, Ronnie, Mr. Woolard, I never called you Ronnie. I'm sorry. I'm supposed to, right? And I said, man, Professor Beth just laid me out, boy. She, what did she say? And I said, she just said, and I told him, and he's, and I said, can, I remember saying, it was a precious moment. I said, can God use anybody like me? And I was serious. And his Ronnie J. Woolard way, he looked at me and said, without cracking a smile, he said, if God can use Balaam's ass, he can use anybody, Jay. Shame on you. Shame on you. And I'm here to tell you, God can use anything, anybody. He can use anything. He can use me. You know what we're going to do. Put the bass down. You never held the bass on this song. What is wrong with you? The original tracks for our... Oh, by the way, people have asked, where can we get this stuff? We don't sell CDs and those bright neon t-shirts again, okay? But if you go on iTunes, you can get the first and the third, the second one, I don't need to tell you. Just go on iTunes or Amazon and you can get the stuff. We were able to preserve it. So we're going to try to do this. The original track is gone. We have a kids track version of it, so it's still fun. You know what we're going to do. If anybody can use David. I mean, if God can use David, he certainly can use anybody. And so, Garrett, go for it. Rhymes, but it's got a good moral and you need to just hear it again. It's about David and Goliath, and I'm sure you've heard how a little shepherd boy no bigger than a bird had the courage to go up against a man bigger than any 10 men. The sucker was big, humongous. You might say he was a hoss. Jimmy Jenkins. Now the Israelites gather over on one side and the Philistines on the other side, and right in the middle was a valley that laid low. Old Goliath stepped out and he started to shout, oh, I challenge anyone to a championship bout, and the winner gets to take all, don't you know? Well, the Israelites shaking like a leaf on a tree. King Saul, he's jumping around like a flea, trying to find someone to go out there and fight. Well, David just happened to be in town, and he heard the commotion that was going around. Went up to King Saul and said,
I'll go.
King Saul said,
you?
And David said,
that's right.
Yeah.
David, don't you think you've bit off more than you can chew? Open up your eyes and look, he's 10 times big as you. There's no way you can beat him, David, there's nothing you can do.
But with God I can do anything. Woo!
David, David, David,
David,
David,
David,
little David,
little David,
little
David,
little David. Now you can just imagine the fuss that was made, putting armor on his body and a helmet on his head, getting Dave ready for a battle that was gonna be rough. When he was all dressed up, he looked like a hawk, but when he took a step, he could barely walk. So he threw it all down and said,
I ain't used to all this stuff.
Now David's older brother, who was tall and stocky, figured old Dave was a little too cocky, so he went over to tell him a thing or two.
Now David, you a lover and you sure can sing, my man. You ain't gonna be able to do anything when Goliath knocks your head off. And then what you gonna do?
Knocks my head off?
Knock your head plumb off.
I ain't scared.
You ain't scared, but you stupid. I mean, you ain't right. You a crazy man, that's what you're. You a one crazy man.
Well, David wasn't scared. He never shook. He just went down to the babbling brook, found himself 5 smooth tones to take along.
before he left, you know, he had to pray.
God, deliver me from this giant today.
And on the way back, he probably sang a song. It probably went like this.
The Lord is my shepherd. I'll walk with him all the way. I'm going to beat the lion. I'm going to win today. The Lord is my shepherd. I'll walk with him.
You got a sling? He got a sling. David, you're a handsome boy, but don't you understand? Goliath ain't no puny kid, he's not a little lamb. He's gonna grab you around the neck and crush you with his hand.
But like I said, God can do anything. Woo!
Heavyweight fighter in the whole Philistine army. Here he is, straight from Gath, Goliath. And in this corner, weighing 98 pounds.
This is my belly.
He used to weigh 98. Prettiest heart blue ever seen. Here he is, straight from his sheep in Bethlehem. That singer, songwriter, and pretty boy. Why don't you give it up for Dave walked out with a sling in his hand, and Goliath, he couldn't understand why a little boy was coming out to take him on. Well, Goliath got mad. You little nerd, gonna feed your flesh to the little birds. And Dave looked up and bravely said,
well, come on.
I'm coming, boy. Well, Goliath's size and strength was frightening, but little David, he was fast as lightning. Put a stone in the sling, started swinging, and let it fly. And that stone caught Goliath in the middle of the head. Knocked him senseless, knocked him dead. And when the Philistines saw they had lost, they said,
bye-bye.
Of course, they took off for the hills. And little David, he just stood there with the big smile on his face. And Goliath, we kind of lost his head over the whole thing. Okay, here, cut off here. David, you're David, you're our hero. You stood up for what was right. When all the rest were scared, you guess you weren't afraid to fight. And pull out the word, which is sharper than any two-edged sword. And if you use it, you will never be defeated. Isn't that right, David?
That's right.
Ain't that right, Goliath? Hello. David.
Mike's tired of listening to it.
Judge them as too undeserving. When I lift up your
We ran out of songs. So we're going to do one we're going to do tonight. So you can sing with us tonight, but right now we can't even sing with us. So, you know, it happens. Ready? You going to do it? Can you do it? Uno, dos, tres, cuatro.
Wonder if we'll pass the test, yeah. Thanks to Jesus and his promise, they will have eternal rest. Now I'm pressing on to new life. Each day I'm closer to my goal. Oh, oh, oh. Nothing can erase the smile on my face. I'm fulfilled, but not feel full. Don't tell me the world has a better way. As if there's a body, not the soul. So you may find a little thrill in every day. The last enjoy you'll never know. You'll never know. I'm looking forward to the future.
Okay, this is the other song we're gonna do tonight.
Woo!
Woo! Nothing left. There's nothing left. Get Choral Club. By the way, that song was written for Choral Club one year because you had went to Becky. How do you say that, anyway? Melissa? How do I say that? You had gone. I'm surprised I had to ask you. You usually tell me before I ask.
It's doctorate's not an English.
You had gone to Becky and asked if we'd write a song, and we wrote that song for Choral Club. I don't know if you remember, that was a Choral Club song, and she didn't want to sing it. Okay. That's a lie. I'm lying again.
One thing God has spoken, two things I have heard of His mighty power and of love I don't deserve. Of His mighty power and of love I don't deserve. Ooh. Trust in the Lord and lean not on your own understanding, and all your acknowledge Him, and He will make all your paths straight.
If you heard this song, sing with us.
Walking where the sand meets the sea,
little kids as they play. It's a beautiful day to know the Savior. Singing, no matter where I may go, it's great to know that I can be so. Every gift from above.